back into my office right now.
Has he got a good office over?
I've got a little small area, but it's enough to
start with. Well, who works over there? You and McGuire?
Yes, sir. I had a visit with the chairman and with McGuire this morning. Tell him that I want to know everything that's going on over here. And I mean, I did it in a little more diplomatic way than that, but that I wanted to know what money we had and where it was and what bills we owed and how much we owed. Warren Woodward had mentioned to me that we owed American Airlines about $250,000, something like that. And several of these things that disturbed me. I don't know.
What did they say about it?
Well, Dick said he had furnished me that. I told him I wanted it real soon. And
What is the net statement?
He doesn't have one.
No, we in debt or we got money?
I don't know, and I don't know. I expect in his mind he knows, but I don't think anybody else knows.
Well, let's just get an accountant to go in there. Let's get Leonard Marsh to give us a good accountant. Let's go in and take the bills and see where we stand.
I sure think we need to know what our status is on the thing, and I told his office manager in today, told him I wanted him to give me a list of everybody that's on the payroll over here, how much they make and what they do. And
I understand that Walter talked to Ken about this damn Corbin, and Ken talked to Bobby, and Bobby said they just couldn't fire him. That's just out of the question.
Well, he's working against us, and I'm afraid if what I have heard about him, he could well be a source of embarrassment to us or something. I don't know how.
Did you ever see him over there?
I haven't seen him. I've seen him one time. I saw him when the Democratic National Committee met. I saw him out at the hotel where they were meeting.
Hmm. How many employees do you have over there? 100?
Around 100, I'm told. I don't think anybody really knows, frankly.
Hmm.
This is what I want to find out. We've got people from different agencies in here meeting with us tonight, meeting with Dick and me tonight on...
Well, you tell Dick I said I wanted an audit that would show the liabilities and assets the day we take over. And we'd like to have that effective March 1st.
All right, sir.
And we'll get the auditor. We'd like to pick one, get Leonard Marsh to get you a good auditor here in town and look it over. Some Democrat that'll do it for us without charging us.
Yes, sir.
How much does Corbin make?
Yes, I don't know, sir.
Do you know what he's supposed to do?
Run errands for the Attorney General. And he just takes off and goes. Going his own on expense account. This is best I can ascertain.
Hmm.
I had gone up 2 weeks ago to this New York big Democratic dunder they had up there, and I was told he was up there. I didn't see him. I understood he went on from there to when he met with the county chairman the next morning trying to sell him on Pete Crotty's resolution, and then went on to New Hampshire from there.
Who told you that?
Well, the National Committee in New Hampshire told me that he came up there, and then Nick McGuire and a couple of them told me that he had worked these county chairman over the New York county chairman over the next morning.
Well, is Dick against him?
Yes, sir. To me, he has been, and to Walter. Walter and I talked to
him. Is Ken against him?
He indicated he was. I brought this up at the last meeting that Walter and I had with Lebman. Ken said that Dick said right quickly he's got to go. He needs to get out of there. both of them.
Now, I'm told that this Marianne Means story, that Bailey was resigning. Bailey's told several that he wants to leave and he wants to resign. Do you know anything about that?
No. In our conversation this morning, he said that you had mentioned this story to him, and he said, I don't want to leave. I don't want anything. He said these stories come up from time to time. I said there's no basis to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you get the list tomorrow that you can get over here to me, the names and salaries?
It's supposed to be furnished to me tomorrow.
All right, get it over to me. Just tell them I want to see it. And I want to see who we owe. Get their list, and we'll have an audit made.
Have that audit as of 3-1,
mm-hmm.
March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
This is clear off of that, but let me ask you this quickly. Did Hank Brown, any of those people talk to you while you were down?
No, they didn't. John, though, leaked out a lot of stories that were real mean, vicious. I had a nice talk with John, very friendly over the phone, just about general things, and asking if he'd like to come by the ranch. And he said no, he had to go to Florida. But then his press secretary went out and said that he and Johnson were very cool, and Johnson had forced Kilgore out, and said Johnson wanted to come in to see him, but that Connolly was cool and wasn't there, and kind of left town to avoid seeing Johnson and that kind of stuff. Then all the Washington papers wrote it, and they picked it up. All the Washington correspondents, that's all they had to write, so they picked all that story up and hit us all over the nation, which I thought was awful. I considered it outright disloyalty. His staff did that, and he didn't apologize for it, and he didn't correct it.
Well, Hank had talked to me. He called me.
What is he calling you about?
Well, he was talking to me about, you know, this coming Thursday, the 13th, they're having this COOP meeting in Arlington to look at the candidates for the different races. And he said that they were working, trying to get in no endorsement on the gubernatorial race. Felt like it was the best thing that could be done, and that Hiram Moon and the UAW people are going to lead the way on this thing. I think Hiram and them are going to lead the way to endorse Connolly. And work this thing out, at least no endorsement proposition. He said he's having a little difficulty with three of the union. He said the CWA, Joe Burns outfit, a fellow Paul Gray that has the southern half of Texas, and then the machinist union and the operating engineers. That those three were ones that he was getting a little local static on.
Well, I'd sure talk to Joe Burns and Al Hayes if you can. Just tell him that we kept them running against Yarpen, and we think it's unwise to have a big fight in their state, and we wish they'd help us.
Hank had expressed the hope that these international presidents could be talked to or something.
Well, you just call Joe Burns tomorrow and Al Hayes too.
All right.
And have you got somebody over there that's close to labor?
Yes, sir.
Chuck Roach?
Yes, sir.
See if he won't talk to them with you and go see him. Just tell him we've just kept them from running anybody against Yarber because we don't want to fight and brawl down there, and Conley's done nothing anti-labor, and they ought to endorse him, and please help us from our standpoint.
Yes, sir.
If they're not going to do it, well, we might as well find out. We think they ought to endorse Connolly. Now, do you know Don Yarber's dad-in-law that's up for the National Mediation Board? Should we appoint him?
I just learned the other day that was Don Yarber, and this is Lev Edwards,
yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Of course, all the Oklahoma delegation is strong for him, but I don't.
Okay. You check in this other thing, and I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.